The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome with the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything in the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. First of all, I want to thank everybody for sharing us with your family, friends, and associates. It's been just wonderful. This year, we've got a new president, whether you like him or not. More importantly, he has a new economic agenda. I'm going to talk about how that will disrupt the markets, what it means to the market, more importantly, what it means to you and your retirement. Now, one of the big things here is this. Everybody's looking to start dating. The trends in the dating market is that it's really daunting for the crowd over 45 with over 1,400 apps, AI complicating the process. We've got Andrea McGinty here. She's referred to as the godmother of matchmaking. Andrea's mentored over 40% of top matchmakers. Her credibility and success, she's a trusted voice. She's the person you want to go to, especially if you're looking at what we call a second act dater. So she's going to help us focus on what's going on, what we can do, all sorts of things. So Andrea, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Steve. And people need help dating.
I was looking at your numbers. For everybody who doesn't know, Andrea is the founder of It's Just Lunch. She created over 33,000 dates, spent over three decades defining modern matchmaking, 10,000 plus marriages to her credit. She's turning her attention to this underserved market, which is singles over 45. So, and I also know you have a book called Winning Strategies to Dating Over 50. But Andrea, let's talk about that singles over 45.
Well, it's a couple of issues, really. Number one, it's an underserved market. Number two, people didn't expect at 45 or 50 to be single again. You know, when they walked down the aisle, maybe when they were in their 20s, early 30s, they didn't think, oh, hey, I'm going to do this again. You know, nobody went into it with the intention of it wasn't going to work out. So I would say the majority of people that I work with over 45, they're divorced. I have a few people that are widowed. And then I have a few people, you know, that have been just really immersed in their career. And they've been, you know, single this whole time with probably some significant relationships. But they wake up and it's like people, you know, in their careers, a lot of time around this age, around 45, people decide, you know what? I really don't want to be an attorney anymore. I want to do this or I want to do that. And that's where you see a lot of second acts coming in business. You see the same thing with dating. And this market, they don't understand the technology behind it. know, it's not like, you know, I have three kids under the age of 24. I mean, they're experts at Tinder and you know, the dating apps. They know all the ins and outs. They think AI is great. But when we start talking about, as you mentioned, you know, 1,400 different dating platforms, it's scary for people. They don't even know where to start. You know, sometimes they just look at it, they're ready to start, and they just throw their hands up and say, forget it. You know, I'm not even going to do this. I don't even know where to begin.
It was interesting when we put out that we're having you on the show, we've got a large number of viewers coming in and, you know, asking questions. Julie, she's from Omaha, Nebraska. She says, you know, I've spent since I was 20 focusing on my career. I don't need to make any more money, but I realized I don't really have a life other than work. You know, I've had a few dates, but they don't last too long because they're usually, you've got to work. So now I'm looking to reduce the amount of work I do, but I also want to have a life outside of that. And she goes, I really haven't dated in 20 years. What do I do?
You know, exactly. Because like you said, she's financially stable. And she's thinking, you know, what is she, 40? I mean, she's probably got another 30, 40, 50 years. Who knows? I mean, people are living longer and longer. And you don't want to be lonely. And you want to have that partner. And, you know, that's another really rampant epidemic in this country is loneliness, too. And that's like with the over 40, over 50 year old age group. So I think when people are set in their careers, they're set in pretty much in their life. I mean, not probably at that age, not much is going to change financially, right? Mm-hmm. Except probably go up, we hope. Mm-hmm. But you're the expert on that. And so, you know, now they're focused and they can put their focus on love. And, you know, what does that mean? It could mean, I would say it breaks down in thirds. A third want marriage, a third want just living together, a third want a long-term partner to travel with, to do things with. But I see, especially my 40-something crowd, they want marriage. Now, once we get in the 50s, it's pretty split, 50-50, you know, whether they want to get married again or not, or just that long-term relationship. But once I hit that 60 crowd, it's more the companionship thing.
Many of the people who typed in and asked questions, they said, you know what, the reality is, I haven't done this in a long time. It was usually go have dinner with somebody, maybe spend a couple days, and that was it, and I was gone, back to my life. So I don't really know how to do this. And everything is just a little overwhelming. And she said, she goes, it's almost like I'm dealing with my, you know, father teaching him how to use the internet again. and her father's obviously a lot older, but, you know, it's just like, hey, what do you do here? And you know what? I mean, is it like a skill? You get better and better at it, or how, you know, that type of thing?
I don't know if you get better and better at it, because nobody really, when they call me and they want my coaching services, nobody really calls and says, I'm so excited to do online dating, Andrea. You know, they're more like, I'm exhausted. I don't know where to start. All the good men are taken. All the good women are taken. You know, I hear every excuse out there. So they just don't know where to begin. And really, it's gotten so much easier. When I look at, you know, we're in 2025. When I think back to 2010, you know, that's about the time I sold It's Just Lunch and I started 33,000 dates. And it was right about that time online dating started to get so much better. And, you know, if you were doing it around the year 2000 or the late 90s, it was just a chaotic mess. Now there's so many good tools online and so many good filters. But here's the thing, when we're talking about 1,400 platforms, you're going to get bummed out super fast if you don't pick the right one. you know, that's like winning the lottery, you know, picking the right one. Because if you pick, I don't know, something like eHarmony and you're in New York City, you're going to be like, ugh, I'm done with this after, you know, 3 days. Because that's not the right market for you. You know, that's not the right platform in the right market for you. So each market tends to be a little bit different, too. So teaching somebody, yeah, they can get better at the filters. They can get better at messaging people. That's something that I really teach, because once I've got a client on the right site, I've got the right photos, we've got the right profile. Now we're in the stage of we're messaging. And this is where people really falter. So with the messaging, they don't know what to say. And it'll be like, hi, how's your weekend? Hi, how's your Monday? And it's like vanilla. Oh. It's boring. It's so boring. And then they're like, Andrea, I'm getting no responses. I sent like 20 messages to men or to women and I got nothing back. And then I'll review the messages. And my new book has a whole section on messaging and even keeping a messaging log, because we'll figure out what you're doing wrong. Because really, for every 5 messages you send, you should get 2 replies if you're doing it right. And at least 1 should turn it into a date.
Okay, perfect. Andrea, I got to stop right there. We're going to go to break. Folks, we'll be right back with more Andrea McGinty, some great dating advice. So with that, everybody stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I truly want to thank you for tuning in and appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know. Again, all the replays, especially this one, is available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. You can also check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirits, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. And with that, we're talking to Andrea McGinty. We're talking about dating. Folks, this is where you want to pull out the pens and papers and take notes. Andrea, we were just talking about how people are having a tough time with these dating apps because they really don't know what to do. And I think, you know, like the first step with anything is, how should they be looking at getting prepared to go on a dating app? I mean, sorry, it's almost like getting prepared for a job, but I mean, how should they be looking at this?
So the first thing they should look at, and by the way, my book goes into like every single detail, and it has like 14 worksheets for people and QR codes and videos of me like coaching them through this. What I want to say, before you even think about the platform, think about your photos, because that will take a little bit more time. It's a visual medium, so you've got to have great photos. But these photos also have to look like you. They have to look like you now, not like you looked 10 years ago or 10 pounds ago. You know, it's got to look like you now. So I would say you want to go through, you know, your Insta, your Facebook, pull out good photos, look through your camera. And this is what you want. You want a couple of great action shots. In totality, we want 8 photos. Let me just start there. So here's what the 8 photos should look like. Whatever your interests are, you're into skiing, you're into pickleball, you're into golf, whatever it might be. We want some action shots of you doing it, because you know what they say, like a picture paints 1,000 words, right? We don't have to go on and on about pickleball in our profile. We can just have a picture of, you know, you on the pickleball court. Boom, done. You at the golf club, done. Okay. So we've got the action shots. Now we want at least 1 social photo. And that means you with your friends, your family, but you also want to be front and center on that photo. We don't want, you know, the person looking at you online like, which one is he? Which one is she? So you want to be front and center. We want a full body shot of you. And we don't want your LinkedIn shots. We don't want those corporate-y looking shots. And I would say about 75% of my clients, I end up sending to a professional photographer. And they do a two-hour photo shoot in real space, you know, outdoors, at their home, at wherever. You know, if they live in New York City, it might be sitting on the steps of a museum. It could be, you know, out kayaking. It could be doing anything. But a professional photographer, and they're not going to be in studio, so they're not going to look fake. First thing men are going to look at, your photo. First thing women are going to look at, guys, it's your photo. And photos of you in the car with a fish in your bathroom. I don't even understand those bathroom mirror photos that men like to take. They don't go over well. Have your shirt on too, unless you're like water skiing or something, you know? So you got to start with the good photos, because that takes the most amount of time usually to get my clients ready. The second piece would be the platform that you're going to be on. So
can I ask one more thing about the photos? I see a lot of these photos where somebody's doing the pose, or they've got this, or they've got the plumped up lips or whatever. Should they just be natural, like you at a party front and center talking to people? How would that look?
Yes. The social shots, the shots you're pulling off your phone, they should be candids, like not posy. And, you know, when you're talking about, like, you know, the big lips and stuff, where I see that more is my under 30 crowd, which I don't work that much with, but they're the ones getting the injections. These should be casual, fun shots. I mean, you might have one that you pull out, you know, that's you where you're really dressed up because you were at a gala or something fancy. And that's fine to use one of those. That's kind of fun. And those are usually, like, you know, full body photos. But no, you want the natural shots. I have one man, I think all he likes to do, he has, like, no sports, no, the only thing he likes to do is read. And we had a really fun photo shoot with him at a Barnes & Noble, doing different shots, you know, against the, you know, pulling books off shelves, sitting there reading a book, sitting in the cafe with a book. And it went over really well, you know, for a guy that's a bookworm and very introverted. He did really well.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure people understood that. Okay, so what's next?
Next is platform. That's a toughie to pick. So here's what I would say. You want to stick with the top 50 dating apps and dating sites, and dating platforms. So you obviously don't want to be on a Tinder. That's going to be for a much younger crowd. So a couple hints I could give you that work across the board in the U.S. If you're a man, in that 45 to 60, 65 year old age group, a really good site for you is Bumble. Bumble generally has about 60% women, 40% men. Tends to be a more educated crowd too. They're paying money for the site. You want to make sure you're on a site that you're paying money for, because everyone should have skin in the game or it's not going to work. They're not serious. So, you know, Bumble's a nice, safe one. Okay, women, a safe bet would be, let me give you a couple ones. I still like Bumble, even though it has more women. For you women, I still like Bumble for you. I like Match.com. I like Match simply because its filtering capabilities are second to none. I mean, you can really drill down with the filtering. And when I'm working with clients, I also put algorithms in too, and I use AI to filter for my clients. And they're the largest dating app site out there besides Tinder, but they're all part of the same, you know, family. They're all part of the Match.com family. Those would be my two go-to sites, just generally speaking. Now, if we were in a really much smaller market, like Grand Rapids, Michigan, or Bend, Oregon, or somewhere like that, my answer would be very different. If we were in New York City or Los Angeles, I would say Coffee Meets Bagel. And I'll have clients like in the Midwest, and they'll say, oh, one of my friends met her husband on Coffee Meets Bagel. That's where I want to be. And I'm like, no, you don't. Because in Chicago or Indianapolis, nobody's on Coffee Meets Bagel. but in LA and New York. So where I'm pulling my data for clients is from Pew, Gallup, and Statista. So I pay for research on a monthly basis, and I can really drill down based on their demographic, their interests, their education, you know, income levels, all that kind of stuff, what's going to be the right site for them. So in my book, I go through a lot of that about choosing the right platform. And to be safe, if you're doing this on your own, you might want to choose two platforms. One platform where you're doing the seeking, like a Match.com, where you're doing the looking. And then another one, maybe like an Elite Singles.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
And you'll find out very quickly which one's working better for you. And you know what? We're talking about minor investments. We're talking $30-$40 a month per, you know, app or site. So, you know, your risk is very minimal.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Appreciate you letting us know that your friends and family all about us. We're almost over that million listener mark, which is gigantic in our marketplace, and I want to thank you for doing that. I appreciate if you could check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, which encompasses almost 56 countries, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks, they're dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. By the way, you can go to our Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton for our Insiders Club. You can see the behind-the-scenes stuff where we talk about what's going on, what we're going to talk about next. You can get gifts, all sorts of stuff. In fact, Andrea has a book. It's called Winning Strategies for Dating Over 50. And you know what? We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But you're also going to be able to get a link there to where you can go get the book and all that kind of good stuff. So with that, Andrea, thanks for being here. Let's talk about why branding yourself is the new secret to dating success. And obviously, we got a few other things. So
yeah, you know, I'm a business person. And I go about this, I love what I do. I mean, I'm, you know, the whole helping people with online dating and my matchmaking background and everything. At heart, I'm a business person and I look at everything very strategically. How are we going to do this the best? And when it's you and it's your personal life, it's very emotional and it's hard to be objective. And that holds true for men and women. It doesn't matter, you know, which sex you are. So you've got to go about this very strategically. And so I'm a big proponent of using worksheets. And one worksheet that I start with my clients with is personal branding. And what I want them to do there is really sit down. And this is hard for people because they have to kind of think objectively about themselves and, you know, who are they? What are they? And not in their professional life, but in their personal life. And one thing that I encourage them to do when we're doing personal branding is to reach out to 5 friends, and not by phone, but by text, and ask their friends tell them, hey, I'm doing online dating and I'd like 5 adjectives from you that really, or statements about me that you really think, you know, fit me. And you can't say like, I'm fun, I'm nice, I have a sense of humor, because those are too general. Okay, so people get these 5 statements back from like 5 friends. So they've got like 25 of these.
And I'm already going, oh my God.
Oh, you know what? Usually they're like, wow, I didn't know my friends thought that about me. You know, it's a feel good exercise too, but it helps you with personal branding. You know, who am I? What am I really looking for? What do they see me as? You know, sometimes people are really surprised when the word caretaker keeps coming up over and over again. And that may have been the reason some of their relationships didn't work out, because, you know, they're too much of that. So we learn a lot from a personal branding exercise going through that. The other thing that I do that I love, and this is like kind of the beginning of coaching, but one of the last worksheets I go over, is we do a business plan for your personal life. And business plans now, you know, if you're doing a business plan really for a business, people aren't doing those long business plans anymore, you know, unless they're looking for private equity money or something. But they're one-sheeters. And that's exactly what I have in my book, too, a one-sheet business plan. And this is going over, okay, what are my goals? How am I going to get there? Who's my competition? I mean, that's a weird thing to think about with your personal life. Who's my competition? What am I really looking for? And there's about 8 elements. What are barriers for me? You know, what's in the way? Oh, you know, maybe I've got 2 kids that are still at home, or I'm helping with my ailing father at home. You know, what could stop you? So we're going about this very strategically so that once we get on the platform, we know what we're doing and we know what our goal is. Is our goal, you just got divorced and you just want to date a lot and see what's out there because you were married for 20 years? Is it, I'm ready for that long-term relationship, or I want to get married? And of course, you're not going to say that on the first date. You're not going to say that in your profile. You know, this is for me to know and you to know. So the process we're going through and this type of messaging we're doing is reflecting what we really want.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's so funny. You know what? I'm just going to say that I haven't dated in years because I'm happily married and all that stuff. But back in the day when I was dating and somebody told me, this is exactly what I want, it was one of those things where I was like, oh, crap.
Oh, no, Steve, you don't tell them that. You tell me that.
Oh, no, I understand that. That was the first thought when you said to have that. I was like, oh, my, you know. but I get it from what your perspective is. If you understand what's really important to you and what you really want, then you, when you start dating people, you can decide whether that really make that person makes sense as a fit for you.
Right. Like, because if I've got somebody who's been married for 25 years and, you know, they're 45, 48 years old, you know what? They need to go on some practice dates. That's just the reality. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? We're not thinking, you know, the first 5 dates is going to be the one that you're going to end up with long term. We need you just out there practicing because you haven't been out in the marketplace for a long time. You've been off the market. And those practice dates just really elevate your level of confidence. You know, just like anything, you know, practice mm-hmm. leads to confidence. And once you realize, oh, I still have social skills, I can still talk, you know, beyond talking to my guy friends or my girlfriends or whatever, you know, I've still got it. And, you know, then we can start looking for the one.
I think that's very interesting because I would think that, you know, what do you say, you know, and you talked about this earlier, you know, how are you doing with your day? You know, how do you get deeper questions than that? So you can just, you know, what is it? I don't know. Cause I've been married.
Okay. So are we talking about like on the date?
Yeah. So somebody, they're in their 45, 50 range and they, you know what, they're going on their very first date. After being divorced, and you know what, you know, do you come out and say, I just got divorced? I have no clue.
Well, you're not going to come out and say you just got divorced. And here's what I would say, just to be easy, go out for drinks, you know, and if you're doing a drink, a really good time is like 4 or 5 o'clock on like a Friday, Saturday or Sunday, because yeah. It doesn't mean you're having dinner or anything. And people tend to get a little more relaxed when it's just a drink. I don't like coffee dates personally, because to me, they're cop-out dates. It's kind of like, I could be out of here in 20 minutes. I'm really not taking this seriously. Like, really, Starbucks is the place for romance? I think not, you know? So I think a drink is safe. And then what are you going to sit down and say? You're going to be like, oh, hi, it's so nice to meet you. So where are you from? I mean, it just comes out, you know, like, so where are you from? Oh, you know, I read in your profile, you have like 7 brothers and sisters. Oh my gosh. You know, wow. I mean, the conversations should start flowing. What are you going to talk about? Movies, books, the Super Bowl. I don't know. You're going to talk about stuff like that. The first date is not when you're going to talk about why you're 45 and still single, or why you're 45 and you've just been divorced 2 months and, you know, what a horrible acrimonious divorce you had, it and that you're still going through child custody battles. No, you know, that is so inappropriate. You know, think about, you're at a cocktail party. What would you say to somebody at a cocktail party? You know, you're just mixing with people. You would not be like, how long have you been married? You know, what happened to your marriage? No, you would not say that. You'd be like, oh, where are you from? Why are you here? You know, how long have you lived in Colorado, whatever, you know, conversation like that. And then it just kind of flows from there. So, you stay away from that inappropriate stuff. I mean, that will come up eventually. I mean, it just will. You know, maybe it's the fourth date, maybe it's the fifth date, but it's not appropriate on the first date.
It's something where some foundation is developed. Because the funny thing is, I actually got an email in reference to that. And I actually got it after the last time you were on the show. And the gentleman said she wanted to be honest and upfront with me. She just got divorced. She's got this. She's got that. And he was like, oh my, from the beginning, your eyeball. He goes, yeah, I think my eyeballs. And it was kind of like a tear talk, you know?
The other thing you don't want to talk about, like I'll have people that are like 50 and I think that's relatively young. And they'll talk about, you know, I might have to get a knee replacement. I'm like, what? Why are you talking about that on a first date? Like nobody cares about your medical problems. I mean, you know, until you're in a relationship, but you know, they're just like inappropriate conversation topics.
Oh, I just thought it was funny the way she, or the way it was said. I was just like, really? They actually said that? I mean, I would never say stuff like that, but the person just felt they wanted to be honest. It was like, wow. Hey folks, this has been fun so far. We're going to be talking about the next segment in just a moment because we've got to take a break. So stick with us and be right back. We have more Andrew McGinty.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we're talking about the ins and outs of money. You know what? I'm just going to get right to it besides saying thank you and check out our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, and Las Vegas TV Network here. We have Andrew McGinty. We've been talking about dating, matchmaking for people over 45. Andrea's got this wonderful book about dating after the age of 50. But let's talk about how to be your own online influencer in the dating world. And I think that, you know, just to hear that, most people don't think themselves as an influencer, because I definitely, you know, don't see that if I was in the dating world, which I'm not. How does that work?
Oh, this is where people fall down too, because they're a little shy about the whole thing or too humble about it or too self-deprecating. I mean, you don't want to be a braggart, you know, online, because nobody's going to like you. But at the same time, you're going to be a good influencer, and that means good at self-promotion. Where this really is going to come out is, well, we already talked about photos, but where this is going to come out is the first couple of lines of your bio or your profile on the dating platform that you're on. You want to come out with like a quirky statement, an outrageous statement, but that's true about you. And I'll tell you why. I'll talk about men. When men go online, the first thing they do is look at the photos. Okay, you've passed the photo test, check. Now they're going to look at your bio. Men don't read. They do not write a novel. Do not write paragraphs and paragraphs for this man. All you need to write is probably three lines that are going to grab their attention, and then a couple bullet points, and then let's meet for a drink. That's it. Boom. That's being a good influencer, because you're leaving them wanting more. You're giving them a little bit, and now the messaging is going to start, and you're going to end up hopefully on a first date with this person. So you've got to come out with good statements. Okay. Same thing, women. They're going to look at the man's photo too. Of course, got to pass that mark first. And then same thing, men, you've got to come out with something really interesting. And interesting is not, I can't believe I'm online doing this. I never thought I'd do this. Or if you are a MAGA person, do not even bother responding to this. Those are not lines you want to like open with on your, on your profile. You want to come out with, you know, something really interesting, like, oh, okay, two truths and a lie, and you know, put three things out there and let people guess. I mean, that's fun. And people will write interesting things, and you'll be like, geez, I don't know which one is the lie of these three. That can be a good, you know, icebreaker opener. And that's where, you know, you are being your own influencer. And all that means is you're doing a good job at, you know, self promotion. You don't want to go into your family history. You don't want to go into, you know, previous relationships, and you don't want to sound like a travel log. I love Italy, Paris, London. I can't tell you how many people do that. Unless you're writing something really unique, like, oh, you know, you just climbed Everest and, you know, you nearly froze at the base camp or something, you know, something that's like nobody else has really done. You can put something like that. But you got to stick with, you know, interesting, quirky, and quirky does not mean weird. Quirky is just means really unique.
Okay. So basically the key here is to help somebody engage you by what you say. So they'll say, hey, you know what? It'd be interesting to find out more. And I'm willing to invest, you know, an hour or so for a drink.
Exactly.
Okay.
Short and sweet.
Okay. So here's the next question. And a lot of people ask this. How do you finish out that first date? What do you say? What, like, everybody word, like, I'm a business guy. What's the next step? Okay. So, you know, in the personal relationship dating world, and again, you know, I'm married happily for a very long time, so it's not going to change my life. But for those people who are dating, you know, how do you finish things out?
I would say about 50% of people are on the right page and they both know it went really well. So at the end of the day, it'd be like, this was really fun. And maybe you talked about hiking. Do you want to go hiking Saturday at, you know, XYZ? Say it right then and there, because you know what? You know, you both liked each other. All right. So now let's go to the other 50% where you're not sure. Okay. So there's going to be the ones where he liked her, she didn't like him. And he may say something like, you know, let's get together again. This was, you know, amazing or something like that. And she could just say, you know, I really enjoyed meeting you. I'm really new to this. So, you know, I'm just kind of getting my feet wet still. You know, just say it in a really nice way. A lot of times, though, you don't even have to do that. At the end of the day, you can just say, you know, it could be very general, like, oh, we have to do this again sometime, which probably means never. But it also, if one of you is super interested, it still leaves a door open that you can send a text later that night or the next day saying, you know, I was thinking about it. I had a really great time with you. I was thinking I've got tickets to, you know, something Saturday night. Would you be interested in going? And then you'll know very quickly, you know, she'll say, oh, that sounds terrific. I'd love to. Or, oh, you know, I'm booked. It was really nice, you know, meeting you. I just don't really think we're a match. But okay. I wish you the best of luck. So you want to be honest. You want to be kind. And you never want to go into an explanation about why you don't want to go on another date. And some people tell me, you know, he really liked me, Andrea. I think I should, he wants to go out again. I think I should just call him and tell him why I don't want to go out with him. And I'm like, why? Why would you want to do that? You're going to hurt somebody's feelings. No, you are not doing that. You're just going to send, you know, just a nice text. It was so nice to meet you. I'm new to this. I'm just starting out dating. I wish you the best.
I actually had 50 emails asking that.
Oh.
So yep. That's, you know, for people like they're getting into it or, you know, I've been dating, but I never know how to finish something out nicely. And then there's always one that she has a habit of telling people why.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I have people that, you know, they'll hug at the end of the date. I'll have people that'll have a little kiss at the end of the date. I mean, that date went really well. They're definitely going out again. So, you know, it just kind of depends how it goes.
I know you have a book. Second Acts, Winning Strategies for Dating Over 50. So tell everybody about the book, the worksheets in there, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, it's chock full of worksheets. I was so excited when I wrote this book. I haven't written a book since 2005. And believe me, I've amassed a lot more knowledge, I think, you know, over 20 years. And I had my publisher like bugging me the last couple of years to write it. And all of a sudden last year I was ready. And I think it was that I felt like I had the knowledge to share with people. I had really strategic ways people could go about this. I mean, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. You know, there's no psychobabble. There's no fluffy stuff in there. People say I'm really direct, and I probably am, but they always also say I'm graciously direct. So, and the only reason I'm so direct in the book, and it's pretty funny too, because I share a lot of stories of real things that happened on dates. But, you know, I want you to learn from other people, and there's actionable worksheets in there that you're going to fill out. You know, some of them we already talked about, but there's 14 of them. And, you know, really, you probably don't even need me as a coach if you go through this and do this right. And there's QR codes that go with each of the worksheets where you get like 5 minutes of me like explaining further than the book about, you know, some techniques and some different things you can do when you're online dating. And, you know, part of online dating too, and I talk about this, one of my first worksheets is state of mind. Like what's your, you know, how positive are you? Are you really ready to date again? And I have conversations, people call me and want my coaching services. And I make them do a 15 minute call with me first to really feel out if they're ready for this. And sometimes I'm like, you know, I don't think you're ready. You just got out of a relationship. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. Call me in 6 months. I'll still be here. And you've got to have the right mindset, and you've got to have a certain amount of resilience too, because I find people with online dating, they all want to give up after 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, everybody wants to stop. Like, no, you're not stopping, because I want you to give it 3 months. Be a little patient with it, because you're learning too, still as you're doing this. And inevitably, when I'm on the phone with a client, you know, we're doing a coaching session, and he'll say to me, you know, Andrea, I was on the site and I went through it. There are zero women for me. And by the time the hour's over, I'm like, Mark, we found 8 women for you. And he's like, I know, I don't think they were there earlier this week. I think they were, and you just weren't, you know, I'm teaching a technique and how you have to look at people, and how you also have to keep it really clean in with online dating. If you see somebody you're interested in, immediately message them. If you see somebody you're not interested, immediately block them and delete them so they don't keep popping up. So, you know, again, I'm very strategic in the book, and I give all these tips. So okay. It's Second Acts, Winning Strategies for Dating Over 50.
Okay, two things. Where can people get your book? And the second thing is, if somebody wants to use your coaching, how do they get in contact with you?
Okay, to get my book, you can get it anywhere. So, you know, I would say your best bet is Amazon. I mean, you're going to get it the same day or the next day. They really have the best price. So you can get the book on Amazon, get it bookstores too. And then to get me, you can reach me at 33,000dates.com, and it's 33,000dates.com. And easy way to remember that is that's how many dates I've set up in my life. It's actually more like 36,000 now, but the name of the company is 33,000dates.com. And there you can click off a box and learn a little bit more about me. And then if you're interested, you know, schedule a 15 minute call with me. And we can talk about you and your situation and, you know, if we're a good fit together.
That's perfect. Andrea, thank you so much for being here. This has been a lot of fun, even though I'm not in the dating world. This has been a lot of fun just listening to we're seeing all the emails and the responses I'm getting and just be able to ask you questions. I know our viewers are going to just love this. So thank you so much for being here. And folks, we're going to have the link to Andrea's book on our website and her information. So if you want to get in contact with her coaching or the book, you can obviously go and do that. So with that, Andrea, I want to thank you for joining us today. And
thanks, Steve.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. This is Steve Sexton with the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Now, I truly want to thank everybody who's tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends, family, associates know about the show. All the replays are available at www.savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio, New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network, and all these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and help you live a life of financial and personal freedom. Also, you can follow us up at Saving with Steve Sexton Facebook. We'll make sure you get all the great content, gift information. Now, we've been talking about
there's a quiet storm brewing when it comes to economics, and it's called consumer credit. See, the Fed posted last week consumer credit is now up to $18 trillion and an increase of $1.4 trillion. Inflated card balances and delinquencies are at a four-year high. A reason for this, see, as investors start seeing their portfolio balances climb, they start to feel wealthier and thus start to spend more. The problem is they started using credit, but inflation, higher interest rates are starting to take a toll. See, the main concern is when consumer credit starts mounting, the economy starts slowing down, and because people are spending far less. Eventually, this will also have a direct effect on the market and portfolios. See, as we inch closer and more to more policy changes, Fed changes, settle into the administration's economic agenda, got to ask yourself, what type of volatility losses are you willing to accept? Those that are you're converting to a Roth or preparing to take income from investments, we extended invitation to showcase what the top firms in the nations are now discovering on proper distribution phase portfolio design that will allow you to control, maintain, and stabilize your lifestyle, not only short-term, but long-term. Again, folks, your comments and questions are welcome and encouraged. I want to thank you for joining us today here on Saving with Steve. We'll look forward to seeing you and speaking with you very, very soon. Have a great week. Again, I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show, and check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. Again, also you can follow us at Facebook, join the Saving with Steve Sexton Insider Club at savingwithsteve.us. Get all the replays, exclusive access to after show videos, guest gifts, and take your life to the next level. With that, thanks again for sharing with your friends and family. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.